some of the activities and things we have going on. We've got the Knights of Columbus Council number 4102 with a fish fry today. It's going to be noon till 6. This is at the Knights of Columbus Hall at 360 South River Road in Bay City. The perch, the cod, all the sides. It's takeout only. Adults, $14. Children, 12 and under, 7. But enjoy. Noon till 6, taking out your dinner, maybe your lunch. Knights of Columbus Council, 4102, 360 South River Road, Bay City. Now, also, we've got a fish fry with the Frankenmuth Birch Run Knights of Columbus. This is going on today from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. You can take out, or you can even eat into, shrimp dinners, cod dinners. And this is at the Knights of Columbus Frankenmuth Birch Run, 11105 Dixie Highway in Birch Run. That's a mile north of Birch Run Road. Enjoy that today between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday, is a second Saturday of the month, so that means that the God's Helping Hands of Hemlock and Merrill will be open. This is located inside the Zion Lutheran Church of Hemlock, corner of Iva and Dice Roads. Items given away free to all who visit. There are no requirements. Clothing, blankets, towels, household items, those who are in need of those types of items. You can stop by between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. That happens the second and fourth Saturday of every month. God's Helping Hands, Zion Lutheran Church, corner of Iva and Dice Roads in Hemlock. Second Art Museum has a second Saturday event going on tomorrow, and that means free admission for you to enjoy with a chance to have an exploration of the museum. Now, there's a request for pre-registration to make sure about number of patrons inside, but it is free. If you go to secondartmuseum.org, you can find out more. secondartmuseum.org, second Saturday, and again, a free opportunity to be at the art museum. And speaking of the art museum, by the way, coming up next Thursday, a new exhibition will open. It's called Women Folk. It's a collection of works by Master Collagist Erin Case. She has more than a decade of work in collage. Her pieces have been used for book covers, album arts, other commissions, and it's a retrospective collection that's paired with a new series of pieces that present femininity and its many forms over the time. That's going to open next Thursday. Again, go to secondartmuseum.org for information, secondartmuseum.org. The Bay County Historical Society has its second Saturday series continuing tomorrow, and the title of the presentation tomorrow is The 19th Amendment, The Long Struggle for the Women's Vote, presented by Dee Dee Waxman. Now, this is going to be held at the State Theater, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and there is no admission charge. Dee Dee Waxman will present the story of the suffrage movement in the United States, the ratification of the 19th Amendment, and more. That's tomorrow, 1 p.m. State Theater, from the Historical Society of Bay County, and the 19th Amendment presentation with Dee Dee Waxman. Pi Day, yeah, you've been hearing about that in the news this morning and some of the fun going on with that. The Midland Center for the Arts is going to have fun on Sunday with Pi Day. A chance to celebrate with the mathematical side of the celebration, exploring science, participating in STEM demonstrations, and creating art inspired by Pi. Now, this is going to be kind of a virtual event. Families will receive supply kits with registration for the educational activities. And you can register through today and then pick up a kit later today between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Go to MidlandCenter.org for information. MidlandCenter.org for Pi Day with the Midland Center for the Arts. That's on Sunday. Coming up Wednesday, St. Patrick's Day, a reminder that there's going to be a special Arc of Midland virtual St. Patrick's Day dance. And from 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m., it's the Disability of a Network of Mid-Michigan and the Arc of Midland inviting you to this dance, the Zoom dance, if you will, the St. Patrick's Day party and dance. 7 p.m. till 8:30, you have a chance to meet friends virtually, do some dancing and socializing virtually, and even have a chance to decorate your home and show it off. Find out more, go to dnmm.org/dance. DNMM, and that's the Disability Network of Mid-Michigan. dnmm.org/dance, the Disability Network of Mid-Michigan, and the Arc of Midland. And speaking of St. Patrick's Day, remember, the St. Patrick's Day races associated with the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Bay City. While the parade isn't happening, the races are going on. Virtual races. And to find out more about how you can participate next Sunday, March 21st, Go to BayCitySt.PatsRaces.com. BayCitySt.PatsRaces.com. Just a few of the things that are going on into this week and into next week. And we encourage you to get out and enjoy what you can in person as allowed as well as online too.